Are you in business in the kingdom and are you on social media? Or perhaps are you an avid social media user? Well, my next guest is bringing us a very interesting piece. Top digital trends for 2023. So if you're in business, what should you be doing on social media? Or if you're someone on the other side using social media, what will you be seeing from businesses over the coming year? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined now by Carla Whelan. She is social media and digital manager at advertising agency Connolly Partners. Carla, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much.
Looking at 2023, I suppose there's so many different trends, different things happening. Will you talk to us, I suppose, about some of the top digital trends for 2023?
Yeah. So what I think is really, really interesting about all the kind of digital and social trends we're seeing for 2023 is it's all about your customer psyche and what way kind of companies can kind of feed into it and flow kind of in a holistic way to kind of cover everything. So what I think is really interesting when we look at one of the key trends is subliminal messaging. And when I talk about this, people sometimes get confused about what it is. But it's really about kind of brands using every single second they have to create brand awareness. So whether that's their brand colors, their logo usage, whether it's kind of audio cues, product placement, like you'll kind of find that in, if you think about music videos or movies, sometimes you'll see like a random like Coke can say in the background of it, or even look at McDonald's, they're really, really good at it. The jingle kind of at the end, they kind of use every single thing they can to build that brand awareness. So it's really looking at what your company can kind of do to build that brand awareness and always thinking whether you're doing social posts or videos or anything like that. Are you using your brand colors? Are you using your tone of voice correctly? So when people see it, they recognize that brand straight away. So that's one of the kind of key things. But what also kind of flows into it as well is, I guess, the short form videos when we talk about it. So, and it's, look, we see what TikTok has kind of done. It's kind of overtaken the past few years across so many kind of platforms. It's rising so quickly. And they came out with a study, which I think is so interesting. And the average viewer has 3.33 seconds of an ad before they'll get bored or they switch off. And when we think about it, the average person on a daily sees between 6,000 and 10,000 ads a day. So it's really trying to cut through that noise and really seeing what can you do in those first 3 seconds to kind of capture and engage your customer in that, because it's not a lot of time, let's be honest.
It's a hard job for someone trying to get their brand out there, because it's hard to catch a customer's attention, and then it's so hard to keep it because their attention span is so short that you can't, if anything that's too long, you really have to get to the point.
100%. And look, I'm a devil for that as well. I will like swipe or do whatever and kind of not see it. So what we see, because there's so much short form video, and look, we look at TikTok has done its thing, but then we look at YouTube now that has shorts, which is kind of a bit of a copy, and the same with Instagram with Reels. So what we see kind of brands is not moving away from the content. It's still going to be there, the video content, but flowing that into more kind of engaging, interactive experiences online. So it's not really about that one video. It's going to be about how can that flow across each channel and kind of make it more interactive with your customers, which I think is really interesting. And to be honest, I think it's really fun for brands and it's really engaging for customers. I find it really engaging anyway, because we're so used to kind of that dopamine hit after that first kind of second. So it's interesting to see how brands are flowing with this kind of for 2023.
Can you talk a bit more about that? How will they do that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of working with the short form videos. It's finding what their customer is interested in, which I think is great, because it's something that you or anyone, like what do you want to see from the brands you love? What information do you need there? So it's really that kind of companies honing in on that as well. But it's also when they hone in on that, it's what else can they do to make kind of more interactive experiences and kind of more engaging stuff. So whether that's we look at doing like polls and things like that, there's Q&A as well that you can kind of do. If you look at Instagram lives and stuff like that, I love seeing interviews with kind of creators of the brand or people a bit more behind the scenes. So we look and see like how can that kind of be more engaging, and the personality behind the brand as well. And I think in today's age, you're not really just buying a product anymore. You're really buying into companies and the brand and the people behind it. which I think is a great change for 2023.
Yeah, that's always something that gets people, I suppose, is they're seeing the actual people, the faces behind a brand and what goes on behind the scenes. I think they like to see that kind of thing, and I suppose it maybe gets the person more interested in a particular brand or a product.
Yeah, definitely. And it's bringing you behind the scenes on a company as well, whether that's someone on the floor, in the office, whatever it is. But it's kind of seeing that really kind of interesting side behind of it as well. And it just makes everything a bit more human, I guess, with kind of companies and stuff.
Carla, I suppose we couldn't not talk about AI. I suppose we can't go anywhere these days without hearing about like ChatGPT and all these kind of things. And I know obviously there have been like, you know, chatbots and things like that on websites for the past number of years, but do you see AI and this kind of machine intelligence, do you see that playing a bigger part in digital in the coming year, even though I know you've just been talking about showing a more human side to businesses?
Yeah, but you know, but this is strengthening the human online experience in a way. And I think we're always going to need people to talk to on the other end of a phone, whatever kind of it is, you know, that you're kind of dealing with. But I think AI in those kind of chatbots that you kind of mentioned on websites and different things like that, that's going to blow up because we are moving so forward with technology. And before, when you had to wait, say, a few minutes either for people to come online, or I don't know about you, but me, sometimes you want to throw your phone against the wall when you're calling up a help desk or something like that, and you just keep getting transferred to different departments and all that kind of stuff. So I really think getting your answers there and then really, really quickly. And what AI can do is replicate that human touch as well. So you feel like you are talking to someone, but you're getting your answers there quickly and on time, and you're not picking up the phone and you're not waiting 20, 30 minutes for an answer or to be told to email someone else, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to see that grow hugely in 2023. And I think it's brilliant as well.
And I suppose something that's been declining over the past year is, you know, you mentioned phone numbers there, is that that's something you really don't see as much on websites anymore, is a contact phone number. It's usually, you know, fill out a form and someone will come back to you, or there's a chat service that you can chat to online. I suppose COVID played a part in that as well, but do you see that coming back more, like when you talk about the human element, or have we kind of veered off from it? And, you know, if a particular business has a phone number, you can contact them on, great, but majority of them don't.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is going to definitely be online, but I also think there's roles for two. It depending on what service your company offers, there's a role that both can kind of play in it as well, you know, whether that's a product or a service or whatever it is. So I think in hand, there'd be roles for both. But I think where we're going into now, it is very much, I want the information now. And that's how kind of some companies can lose customers in a way, if they're not getting the customers the information they need, or they felt like they're not being listened to. And that's what AI can bring to companies that kind of lacked, I guess, a little bit before.
Another thing during COVID was so many businesses that didn't have an online presence, you know, they created websites, or perhaps those that had maybe a basic website, they, you know, did a bit of work on it over COVID and they improved it. But I suppose when it comes to a business, no matter whether you're only a small little business or you're a big one, having an online presence is so important, but maintaining it is important, isn't it? Like, you know, creating new content, whether it's a website or, you know, making sure that a customer can actually do what they need to do, whether it's you know, they want to buy something, that they can do it on the website, or when it comes to social media, making sure that you're creating new content, that you're keeping the customer in the loop with your brand.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that you need to do. And like, there's one thing, I guess, it's digital never sleeps. It's always something that's kind of there, and it's a key touch point of any business now. And if you're not, you're missing out on a trick. And at Connolly Partners, that's what we do. We kind of look at it in a whole holistic view of what ways and avenues can you increase revenue and keep that online presence growing and growing. Because as you mentioned, during COVID, obviously there was an uplift and everything was online, but it's all about growing what you already have and really reaching out to your customers.
I don't think we could talk about digital without mentioning TikTok. I suppose it's so huge now. It's really blown up, and you hear about people, you know, of all ages talking about and using TikTok. Do you think, in your opinion, that it's a big one for businesses to get in on? You know, even if you might think, oh, well, I'm a small business, I don't have time for this. Do you think it's one kind of social media that businesses should spend a bit of time on?
It's huge. It really, really is huge. And as I kind of mentioned earlier, we see social platforms nearly copying TikTok. So as I said, with YouTube doing shorts and Instagram doing reels, it's all kind of flowing into that short form video. So I think definitely not being on TikTok is huge. You're missing out on so many customers. But also, as I mentioned, that human side, it's really a way of customers seeing that human side to your brand and getting that nearly face-to-face interaction with them, what sometimes you don't get across all different platforms. So I think it's a great one, and I am actually really excited to see how TikTok grow their platform in general and what else they're going to kind of keep adding to it. But we see businesses of all different sizes and different companies and brands really blowing up on TikTok. What I find really interesting is kind of no one's really copying each other. People are doing their own kind of thing. Like if you look at what Ryanair did on TikTok, that's completely different how they act on, say, Facebook. And they're really finding their own lane within the TikTok land. So I think it's really exciting for businesses to try something new and see what works with kind of their customers.
Well, certainly lots of changes coming. Look, Carla, thanks so much for joining me and thanks for that advice for businesses. Maybe we'll be seeing more Kerry businesses hopping on TikTok soon.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.